Blog Talk Radio.
Can I have his dance?
Is it all right?
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Hello, peace and blessings, everyone. I hope you guys can hear me because tonight's show is definitely going to be lit. This is Miss Latoya Bird of ILoveDownSouth.com. Text a friend, post this on social media, get somebody else on the line because we're providing dope content this evening. Thank you, thank you. I'm going to give you a minute to get yourself together. For those of you listening online, I see you and thank you for chiming in. Hey, you got to get that vibe right. In regards to, I always play that show. I always play that song at the beginning of the show because it epitomizes to me down south and my memories about growing up here and going to jams and wanting to be outside. With the grown people and the grown folks, but down south is so much to me, and one of the things that I want to focus on in regards to down south or anywhere, the message that I'm promoting this holiday season is new damn traditions. We need some new stuff going on right about now. I think our community is getting complacent with some just routine activities, and it's time to switch it up. And one of the ways that, I feel that I've contributed to that is with Good News Ghouls. For those of you that don't know, I do produce a monthly publication called Good News Ghouls. It's all about creating and celebrating new good things in our community and new things that we're doing in our community that's a benefit to those in the community. So if you haven't checked us out yet, make sure you go to goodnewsschools.com and just enjoy some of the different stories, contributing articles, and again, dope content that we provide as it relates to something good in our community, because we already know that bad news is every dang on where, and it get a little bit too much press for me. So, I did my due diligence and saying, you know what, I'm going to contribute to some change in the community, to some positive, new traditions, if you will. And so I hope you guys enjoy goodnewsschools.com. Make sure you check it out. and just giving you an update on what we had going on this week. Wow, this week went by fast. First of all, what is going on with November? It's like, came, it's about to be gone. I don't, like, I'm still trying to figure out what happened. Because 2018 is knocking at the door and being persistent with it. And I can't wait for 2018 to come. But we still got to knock out these next 45 days or so, 6 weeks that we have going on. And Good News Ghouls had the opportunity to be a speaker, actually, at the Circle of Brotherhood monthly meeting. That was really powerful yesterday, and I really enjoyed it. I had the opportunity to actually do a presentation, which actually, you know, is motivation for tonight's show. You know, I feel that Black men have it hard in so many different ways, and this is not a pity party, and I'm not being petty. Maybe. I might be petty a little bit. But I feel like we can do so much more to support our men, and one of the ways that we can do that is empowering them with financial literacy, because if you're a woman listening to the line, you know how it is when you have a man whose finances are not in alignment with his greatness, and you know how he responds, how he reacts, what he can result to when the cash isn't right, when the finances aren't right. So, you know, we wonder why we have so many different things going on in our society, but at the root of them is because, you know, we made, like, resources. So I don't want us to forget that. And so our men need financial empowerment to show them, you know, how to leave a legacy, how to make sure that financial house is in order, and giving them some, you know, some empowerment on that note. So it was an amazing time that I had there with the Circle of Brotherhood. Shout out to Leroy Jones and a couple of the other brothers, Mr. Lance Williams, Mr. Anthony, I think his last name is, I don't want to butcher it, but Brother Anthony, and Brother Bernard, I had a really awesome time meeting those brothers. So, you know, I was doing my little my rounds in the community, spreading my empowerment and all that. So that was this week. Good News Ghouls also had the opportunity to chop it up with some new people. Networking, met some new people this week, believe it or not, down south, met some like minds, and hopefully they'll be able to be on the show this evening. I'm looking at my back office. I don't see that they called in yet. I did invite Brother Sanjata on the line, as well as our special guest, Ms. Doris Johnson, who should be chiming in on the line. Yeah, I had a chance to network with some people. Oh, I also met Brother Good this week, who I'm going to be networking with. So shout out to anybody who's within 3 feet of me and within 3 feet of you. You should be bringing and adding value to those around you. You know, no one's going to know about your talent, your passion, or your dreams if you don't open your mouth and share it. And I'm also encouraging you guys to speak some positive words over yourself, over your dreams, your goals, and your aspirations. So this week was kind of nice. It was kind of nice. And I don't know what my guests are. Let me see if I could chime in with them on the text and tell them to get their butts on the line. Yeah, so tonight's guest I have who is the author of a nice book that I had the opportunity of reading and checking out. Actually, I started reading it, but I'm going to be finishing it up tonight. And it says, "Never mind me, I'm just a messenger, words of wisdom and encouragement." And just the title alone, you know, caught my attention. And I'm going to be actually using this book in my internship class with my students, my high school seniors. Because I think that we forget these are the little things that are so huge. when it comes to our community. You know, sometimes we say empty words. Hey, how you doing? I'm good. But it's really not. So I want us to challenge ourselves to be a little bit more valuable and intentional with our words. All right. And then Brother Sunjata is a musician. And I was like, whoa, you know, I don't meet that many percussionists or African drummers here in the South. So that was quite refreshing to see some of that action and energy moving around here in the South area. You know, we always talk about down South, because down South we need to upgrade on a couple things. And on that note, I also wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Everett out here doing his things, Soul Matters. I had the opportunity to meet with him and his wife this week. Networking, man, is an amazing thing. You definitely want to be prepared to share who you are and what you do, because there may be an opportunity out there for a mutually beneficial partnership. All right? And the only way that that can happen is if you're out there engaging and communicating with others and being about your business, if you will. And I want to give a shout out to Pain of Purpose. Thank you, Ms. Shonda, for linking me up with Mr. Everett. You know, a lot of times we don't follow up when it comes to networking. And so during this holiday season, I want to encourage you to follow up with those people who you took their number down or you took their card. Give them a shout out. You never know. They may need a word of encouragement, one. Two, they may need your services. Or three, you may need their services. So this is how we can elevate all over, but definitely here in the down South area. So if you're listening in online and you're one of my special featured guests, please try to call in. Yeah, so I'm going to keep it moving. So I'm going to introduce my topic tonight. All right. Tonight's topic is keep your turkey. And I was being very conservative, because I really want to say F your turkey, and F stands for forget, if you want to use it for that. But F your turkey, forget your turkey, keep your turkey, because the holidays should be way more valuable than what we have reduced it to in regards to a takeout plate, some Tupperware with that dressing, or with whatever it might be, your favorite dish, the sweet potato pie, the gravy, the mashed potatoes, the greens, beans, potatoes. Okay, all of that. That's nice. But there are some things that are a little bit more important that I want us to think about this evening. And that's kind of where I want to set the tone with that. I want to set the tone because I'm walking into your Thanksgiving dinner and I just knocked the turkey on the floor. What you going to do? You know, so I'm coming to disrupt. But for a good reason, for a very good reason, I should know this statistic by heart, and I don't, but I'm going to look it up really quick. It relates to our families and estate planning and what really matters. You know, September was actually National, you know, Insurance Awareness Month. And you like, insurance? What they got to do with it? Exactly. So with that being said, there are at least 1 in 3 households don't have access to life insurance. And that's a scary stat. And in our community, I want to say that statistic is even more alarming when it comes to, you know, us taking care of our financial house and our financial business. All right, and that was brought to you by, I can't see, the National Association of Life Insurance or something. I'll put it up on the show description. But, yeah, like 1 in 3 households are not prepared and do not have a life insurance tool or instrument in place. And this is affecting us, and it's affecting our community more so than anything. And so I'm going to chime in with y'all about that a little bit, because I do see that some of our guests have chimed in, have called in. So I'm going to be opening up some lines in a little bit. But, yeah, so I just knocked off the turkey. I knocked the turkey off the table in y'all house, and what you going to do about it? So tonight, we want to talk about that, because I got your attention. If I just knocked a turkey off your table, that means that what I have to say is quite important. And what I urge you is to use this time that we put aside for the holidays, use this time to really connect with your loved ones and show them how much you care by proving and showing that you put certain things in place, that you do have a living will, that you do have a life insurance love letter to certain beneficiaries. I think you should take that time at the dinner table to read off the will. I think the beneficiary should know exactly what you have in place for them. And if you have a problem or this makes you feel uncomfortable, I want to urge you to search and find out, why is this making you uncomfortable? Because the Egyptians spent 40 years putting together their tomb and preparing for their death, surrounded, and subject our families to GoFundMes, subject our families to chaos because we didn't have things in order. So this is why I knocked the turkey off of your table, because I want you to start thinking about things that are really important and to maximize the time that you have with people, because we don't know our expiration date. So while you having fun listening to Frankie Beverly and Maze and doing a two-step while you eat your macaroni and cheese, I need you to use that time. Still do that, all right? But take aside some time to say these really important things. And if you don't have anything to share, it's the perfect time on Thanksgiving to call somebody like me, a financial services professional, and get your life together. Get your life together. So on that note, let me bring on our special guest, Miss Doris Johnson. Again, she's the author of Never Mind Me, I'm Just a Messenger, Words of Wisdom and Encouragement. I'm so happy to have her on the line. Can you hear me, Miss Johnson?
Yes, I can. I'm so happy to be on the line.
All right. That was our little electronic audience giving you a round of applause. Thank you, Queen, for being on. How are you?
Oh, peace and blessings. I'm fine.
Awesome. I know you are a busy woman, and I know you're taking care of some business, but I want to thank you for taking time out to chime in with me on tonight's show, because it's some people out there that might need some words of encouragement, because I just knocked the turkey off their table, and they might be mad at me, so they might need some words of wisdom. and encouragement. But no, can you tell me a little bit about your book and why Words of Wisdom and Encouragement? Tell me a little bit about you and about the book.
Okay. It was that my father was born in 1910. His father is white, and his mother is an Indian. So he never, ever, ever went to church, and he never ate meat. So he taught us all the positive ways of to keep business and always help people. You don't keep your knowledge to yourself. You learn, and you teach, and you learn. And you pass, you have tests in life, and it's not that life is how you make it, it's how you take it. You know, not keeping on hurt. You're supposed to thank the Lord that he showed you that the paper will hurt you. And that's supposed to be a lesson learned.
Rewind.
Okay.
That last little piece.
Okay. It's the forgive. But go ahead and forgive them and thank the Lord that he showed you what they'll do to you. You can't hold on. You can't hold on. We try to hold on. And then when you don't hold on, they beat you getting mad, but it's for your betterment. Your peace is worth everything.
It sure
Jesus
is.
Jesus was everything.
I think a lot of times we don't realize that we sacrifice our peace because we done popped off. We done popped off on somebody. Peace is no longer available. We don't have a peace of mind, and now we just subjected to the beef that that has no value, and we're totally committed to it because I'm mad. Oh my goodness! I just had a plies moment.
Right.
Did you see that plies?
Yeah, I seen that. I caught it.
Too mad.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing that Thanksgiving is each day that you wait.
Day. That's so deep.
Thanksgiving, every day.
Yes, ma'am.
The same 24 hours, and what do we choose to do with them?
That's right. Oprah, Bill Gates, you name it, Plies. They got the same 24 hours we do. And I think that's a big realization. That can change our perspective. That you know what?
Right.
I get to decide what I'm going to do within these 24 hours. So, that's huge. And for those of you that are listening out there, during the holidays, like she said, every day is Thanksgiving. And you have to do those things that reflect your priorities. You have to do those things that reflect your goals. You have to do those things that reflect your dreams and aspirations, because if you don't, you'll notice that your 24 hours is up before you know it. And in 10 years,
never,
you don't went
ever.
By.
Yeah, never ever give up on your dreams. Don't put them on hold for nobody, because if the Lord gave you it to think, he'll give you all the tools. Work it. He'll give you all the tools for it. He'll throw some tools away. He'll put the right ones back. And stop messing with the right ones and leave the wrong ones alone. You'll see a betterment of everything in your life. I say say they got small relationship, small circles. I got large, massive, because everybody have healthy relationships. Those are the best kind.
Wait a minute. You're sparked on something. You said healthy relationships.
Healthy relationships.
Right there for a little bit. Can you give some words of wisdom? Wait. This is a two part question. So I want. Can you give some words of wisdom and encouragement to those people out there who are looking to have a healthier relationship with themselves, with a loved one? And then I would like for you to, after that, I want to read some stuff from the book, or I want us to elaborate on some things in the book. But yes, can you give some encouraging words or some 1, 2, 3 steps or something for people that are in a relationship, whether it's with themselves or a significant other, and how they can get to a healthier state?
The first thing is, for if you self-love yourself wholly. Wholly is self, whatever flaw you have, if the Lord gave it to you, work it. Healthy relationships have nothing to do with toxic ones. If you get rid of the toxic ones, your health will come in. You'll be smiling more. You'll feel good about yourself. Being mad all the time, all these traits that happen, little things that happen, they add up on you. Say like you want to go up the mountain. You want to go up the mountain. You can't go up the mountain holding on everybody's luggage, but they're not holding yours. See who's going to hold your luggage? Those healthy relationships, we're going to shift it. We're going to shift that luggage. But those toxic ones, going to give it all to you and let you carry it. We can't save everybody. We can't save everybody. Some people don't want to be saved. Yeah,
you making me think of the bag lady song.
Bugs. Holding all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
On that note, I mean, tell it.
Self-love, respect.
Right. I love the analogy that you use with the mountain. and going up a mountain and going on a journey. Because you can't, if you're on a journey, that means you have an itinerary. That means you have a map, or you have a desired destination. And I feel like sometimes in relationships, people don't have that. They don't have the map. They done packed all these bags, but they don't have a plan to get, you know, up the mountain or across the mountain.
That's right.
So for those of you listening out there, that was very valuable to me personally. And first of all, the show is more, for those of y'all listening, the show is for me every Sunday. It's like my Sunday service. So that's why I love it. But I know that it's going to add value to those of you all that are listening out there. But for me, I heard so much. I heard, you know, you got 24 hours in a day. Make sure you map out a plan so you know where you're going, because each day may be a mountain. Each day may be a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I heard, you know, decipher whether something is toxic or not. You already know a good indicator if something is toxic, if your spirit say, hold up, what they saying?
Mm-hmm.
That right there will give you, that's your indicator to let you know, slide to the left. Take it back three times. That's your indicator, and that'll let you know how to, you know, maneuver on your journey and your hike throughout the day to get to your desired destination. And also, Ms. Doris, I remember reading in this book called The Four Agreements, and in The Four Agreements, it talks about not taking anything personal, whether it's positive or negative, because whether it's positive or negative, not taking anything personal. Well, you talk about me and say you bald headed, or you talk about me and say I love your hair. It doesn't matter what an outside force may say. If I'm so zeroed in and grounded in myself, my journey and my course will always, you know, I will always have my eyes on the direction, the right direction, the right destination. And so for those of you listening, you know, you just want to get this book. It's a nice little book, nice little read. And I need you to talk to me a little bit more about the book. Like, what's your favorite part of the book? What gave you the unction to say, you know what, I have to stop whatever I'm doing and make sure I produce this book?
It's of my father told me that I was going to be a messenger and a dreamer, and that one day I was going to have to speak to the world about how I get it.
Mm.
Say like the seasons. Mm. People say it's your season. It's your season every day you wake up. It's not a season. It's not a season. It's your season is you woke up. So this a bad season. It's a good season. It's a bad season. But you're living. And what are you doing to make that betterment? And we tend to ignore the things that the Lord is trying to tell us. He can use anybody he want to use. I don't care what you done. I don't care what you said and what you did. He's a light. He's a light. He always been the light in truth. But some people don't want the truth. But want the truth and want to live life. Want to live life.
Okay.
But that book came like the tools I was telling you about. Lord will give you all the tools. Okay, I'm ready to write a book. I go to a meeting. In the meeting, I meet Farrah Gray. Farrah Gray showed me overnight how to become a publisher and how to put my book out there. The next week, I had a book. So I paid attention to my tools. The next week, I wrote that in a week.
The next week?
The next week. The things in that book I wrote when I was 10. 10 years old. So just think about all the stuff I got to write up and growing. If I wrote that when I was 10.
Wow. That's powerful.
So, yeah, ain't nothing hard. Ain't nothing is hard if you work smart. Work smart and not hard. Mm. If you're doing something that you love, it's not work anyway.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love meeting people. I love learning new things. I love traveling. I love the cloud. I'm a cloud watcher. All these things that get a lot of stuff in your life that you won't pay attention to the negative. Don't pay attention to the negative.
That's right.
What he said and what she said, and it don't matter. What they said, they done put it in the universe, and it said you can't take it back. So what to fight for? Nope. It doesn't make any sense.
I cannot get that Plies, like, Instagram video out my head. You
what
mad.
What Plies said?
You,
yeah, you mad.
He had.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We mm-hmm. end up giving away our energy
mm-hmm.
over things that we can't change. And
right.
and I'm not saying to people, you know, that things don't happen and you don't have the
oh,
right
yeah.
to feel a certain way. You do.
Mm-hmm.
That's where your power is at. You have the right. I remember
mm-hmm.
my cousin a week or two ago. He went
uh-huh.
out of town. To do a modeling gig, just went out of town,
uh-huh.
do business, come right back, and it just went haywire in the state of Georgia. You can get arrested for anything, any type of violation
oh, yeah.
is mandatory jail
mm-hmm.
time. And
yep.
so he ended up going to jail for using the bathroom outside, like against
uh-huh.
the building.
Yeah,
and
mm-hmm.
ended up being in jail for 3 days, and. Long story short, all the money that he made ended up having to use it all just to get back home.
To get out.
Mm-hmm. Right, to get out, get back home, get on the change flights. And he called me
yep.
and he was very distraught. And I said, I was like, yo, I said, you just pause for a minute. And he was like, Toya, you know, I have $30 left. And they just making me check my bag in. I didn't have to check my bag in when I came. I'm the only black person out here. I'm the only person they asked to check in their bag. He was like, Toya, I'm on 10 right now. I want to go up. I said, listen, just focus on the things that you can influence or change. Those are the things that
yeah.
you want to zero in on. Things that are outside
mm-hmm.
of you, that's something you want to talk to the creator about because it ain't got nothing to do
right.
with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said right about now, I said this is getting real funny. I said you need to laugh and be like, this got to be some type of investment and down payment
yeah.
on what's coming, because
that's
it got to
right.
be so great that I'm going through this little, you know, this little turbulence,
yeah.
if you
uh-huh.
will. And mm-hmm. he laughed and he cried a little bit, and we were on the phone, and I said, you know, get ready for all the things that you want. He texts me within
mm-hmm.
minutes of after us getting off the phone. Hey, I just got a text message for another gig for more money. I said, boom,
uh-huh,
you start
see?
Doing sit up in the
mm-hmm.
airport. Why are you waiting? Why they
That's
checking
right.
your bag in, getting your abs right? Because, you know, you're a model, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he
That's
texts
right.
me back and he's laughing. And I'm like, you know what? You have to decide how you're going to respond to situations because
anything.
there are
mm-hmm.
things that we can change and have an influence on, and that's us. And a lot of times we think that it's not, and we'll allow outside forces to make a deep influence on decisions that we actually have the power to, you know, to change. So
right.
just
because
right. you did something, I'm going to decide how I'm going to react to it. And
right.
what kind of energy it deserves. So, you know, I'm actually going to let him read this book. And
oh, okay.
And I know it's going to be an encouragement to him. And for those of you all listening in, same thing. Whatever you guys got going on, just focus on the things that you can change. And
That's
and
right.
don't feel limited or don't feel like, you know, I can't do anything about it. No, actually, you can. All right.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I got some callers. Ms. Doris, I know your time is winding down.
Okay.
Our next caller that I'm bringing on is actually a special guest. I mentioned him at the top of the show that Good News Ghouls had an opportunity to meet and link with this brother and his wife this week. And I'm really happy to have with us Brother Everett of Souls Matter. Peace, how are you?
Hi, Miss Sawyer. Hey, Miss Joyce.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm blessed. Miss Joyce, I was listening to your sermon where you were talking. I had my phone off mute because I was listening to my gospel music. But I heard you say that you wrote your book in a week.
Yes, I did.
You know why you wrote your book in a week?
Why?
Because you was motivated, and that's something that you wanted to happen. And you know what I'm saying? It takes people a lot of time to do something. But what I learned is when you really put your mind to it and you really want this thing to stop it, I don't care what happened in your life. You're going to make it happen because it's a purpose behind it. Look what happened.
Oh, yeah.
You wrote that book within a week not for yourself, but for other people out here that really need, you know what I'm saying, to read what you wrote, because if somebody out there, you know what I'm saying, probably went through what you wrote in your book, probably going through what you wrote in your book, and it was God's timing for your book to be out there because he knows that if somebody out there that other people can't reach, that your book could reach through what you wrote.
Yeah, oh, yes.
That's right. Thank you for chiming in on that, Brother Everett. So, listen, Brother Everett, by the way, that's Ms. Doris. Ms. Doris Johnson, she's an author. And believe it or not, you guys need to definitely link up. You guys share a lot in common. Mr. Everett has a movement called Souls Matter. And he has kind of like say it wrong, but it's a message ministry, if you will, a T-shirt. He puts messages, motivational messages on T-shirts. And I just love the fact that he said souls matter. You know, sometimes we forget about the spiritual and the deeper part of things. So, Brother Everett, if you could share a little bit about what it is that you do, what you got coming up, then we can vibe off that a little bit.
Okay, before I share what I do and what I got coming up, I'm going to tell y'all how that name came about. And I was actually riding down the streets, and I always like looking at stuff, and I always see people say Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. And I was riding down the street, and I persistently heard God say, "What about souls? What about souls matter?" So when he said that, I said, "Okay, Lord, you know I used to be a drug dealer and I go push stuff, so I'm finna get this out there." And I was talking to one of my sisters in Christ, and she started praying in tongues, and she told me, she said, "Adam, God just told me you heard what some of these pastors don't hear out here." And I took it to heart because that's what God, like, called me out of the darkness for. And so since he chose me to embrace me with Souls Matter, that's what I'm doing. And Souls Matter is based on me trying to reach people out in the world. Since I came from the world, now that I'm in a body of Christ, now I'm trying to reach people out here, because we can't save nobody. Only Jesus Christ can do that. But we could plant seeds, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to plant seeds. I'm trying to let people know that their souls matter, how important it is for them to be saved and come into the body of Christ, and when they die and stuff like that. And the reason, and I also want people to know my testimony, that I couldn't read, write, or spell, but through me willingly asking God to use me, I wrote 7 papers. Miss Latoya got one of them. I wrote 7 papers, and in my papers, I started to open up and let people know that I couldn't read, write, and spell. But I also let them know that God allowing me to do this, not for me, but for him to get the glory, that people can see if you willing, that God will use you and he will change you. And he'll have you out here with the same people that you used to do stuff with to be a light to them. And that's what Soul Matters is about. That's what Soul Matters really is about. Me letting people know that I came out of the darkness, but God called me out of darkness to go back in the darkness, not to be in a mist back with them, but be a light to them. That you know what I'm saying? Through him, I could draw them to him. That's what this is about. It's about me, like, helping children and stuff and trying to motivate them to go in school and learn to read and learn to write and stuff like that because, like I said, I used to be ashamed of it, but now I'm not because I know it'll help somebody out there that's going through what I went through. And it's all
that's
about,
right.
you know what I'm saying, bettering yourself and letting people know that just because you can't read, don't be ashamed of it. But what you do is first you go to God with it. Then you go to school and ask, even if you're older, go back to GED. Don't be ashamed. Ask somebody. If you can't understand a word, if you can't pronounce that word, even if you can't read that word or spell it, don't be ashamed. Ask the person, hey, man, what this word is. What do this word mean? But because when you do that, what happens is you start getting educated on stuff you ain't know. But if you just sit back and be like, I ain't going to ask nobody nothing, man. I'm too ashamed. You're going to stay in that same predicament because you're too ashamed to ask a person. You're going to be ashamed by yourself, not knowing what you could get if you just open your mouth and ask. What the Bible says, they have not because they ask not. So if you don't ask nobody to help you, nobody can help you. Nobody will never know what you're going through that you can't read if you don't open your mouth and let people know. Don't be ashamed. Ask. It's plenty of people out here, what I'm finding out, that will ask you, help you, and won't laugh at you. But they're asking you because they want to see you do better. And that's what Soul Matters is all about. It's a spiritual thing, and it's a natural thing at the same time. So God has given me a chance to be on the spiritual side now, and I was out there in the worldly side. So Soul Matters is both spiritually and naturally. Because you just can't go with people with everything spiritually because you're pushing weight. But you got to let them know, look, man, I was in your predicament. Because put it like this. I think Sister LaToya was saying something about that. Say for instance like this. If you was never a dope fiend or something like that, how could you go to a dope fiend and say, hey, man, you need to get off of that? But if you go to that dope fiend and like, look, man, I used to be on crack and stuff like that. This is how you going to do it. This is how you could get off of it. This is what you could do. To get off of the bed itself. That person will listen to you before they'll listen to anybody else. Why? Because you're relating to them. You went through what they're going through. So now they could relate to you because y'all could talk about things that both of y'all went through. That's what Soul Matters is all about. It's to get people
that's
better themselves in Christ and in the world.
That's what's up. I appreciate that, Brother Everett, telling us all about Soul Matters. And
no
just let me clap it up for you. just listening to you speak and also knowing that you and Miss Doris need to connect. Miss Doris, he does several different things in the community, whether it's giving back to the youth, you know, book bag drives or whatever it might be. He's getting ready to do something, I think, next year in February or March. Right, Brother Everett?
March. You right
in
March. You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
It's in March, and I'm actually finna start buying the gift cards as we speak. I told one of my brothers in Christ. I'm actually sending, like, every time I get paid, I'm going to buy one or two gift cards, and I'm going to start adding them up because I got 4 months to do this. And what else I'm going to do, I'm going to start buying devotional books for the little children and for some of the teenagers, and I'm going to also get them away this next year in March.
Okay. And exactly what is it that you're going to be doing?
You're going to be, like, feeding them. I'm gonna have I'm not gonna say I'm gonna have a DJ. I got a speaker. I'm finna go buy another speaker. I'm finna go buy some mics. We're gonna be at a park. We're gonna be setting up. And like I said, I want people to come out there so they can learn about Jesus and so they can learn about the importance of the things of the world too. But most important, I want them to learn about Jesus.
Okay.
So we're going to be giving away gift cards, and we're going to be giving away books.
All right. So it's going to be a community day event encouraging the youth and families to come out. You're going to have some games, some food, some prizes. All right, cool.
And I want to buy one of your books.
What area are you?
I'm down south.
Okay, I have get the information from Tori. I can meet you somewhere so I can sign it and get it.
Okay.
That's pretty dope right there.
Nah, I told you, Mr. Latoya, already, man. I'm like that for real. Even when I was in the dope game, I did stuff like this because, man, people got to understand that you have to help people, you feel me, support them. Because guess what? This is a big picture. The reason why you have to help people and support them is because of this. You never know what you're going to do. And you have many people that want to support you.
Right.
Brother Everett, it's hard for us to hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm going to turn on my Bluetooth. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Now I can hear you better. My Bluetooth was messing up.
Okay, no doubt. I didn't catch the last thing you were saying, but our time on the show is running out. I wanted to make sure that our listeners can get in contact with you, both you and Ms. Doris. How can they reach out to you, Mr. Everett?
They can find me on Facebook under Adam Everett. And if they're serious, they could call me at 786-728-5278.
That was 786-728-5278.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. Ms. Doris, I need you to go ahead and provide your information at this time as well.
Okay. I'm on Facebook, Arthur Catside Johnson, Arthur Catside Messenger, or Catside Johnson. I'm on Twitter as Catside Truth, and my phone number is 786-226-4072.
All right, and that's KATZEYE all together, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you listening in. I want to thank you guys for chiming in with us. And I want you, if you have like 5 more minutes, I want you guys to dive in a little part of this conversation. Mr. Everett, I don't know if you were listening in earlier, but the way I started the show off is I set the tone that I came in on your Thanksgiving dinner and I knocked the turkey off the table. And I knocked the turkey off the table because I want y'all attention 1,000%. And I feel that the holidays are a perfect time for us to be real with ourselves and to be real with our loved ones. We put so much emphasis on the holidays and that dinner, you know, but it's sometimes it's an empty day. It's a day that we see other people, but we don't make the most of those moments. And so what I'm encouraging everybody to do during their holiday dinner is I want them to read their will. If they don't have a will, create one right there that day on the spot and read that will out loud to the family. If you don't have a life insurance policy, get one and read off to your family what things you have put in place because you love them so much. And I feel like we put too much emphasis on holidays that we may not know all about, you know, and then we adopt traditions that are empty and valueless. So I'm encouraging you all that are on the line, I want you to encourage your network. Hey, at Thanksgiving, I want you to get everybody quiet and read off to them your will or your last will and testament, or read off to them what you have in place, your life insurance love story. And if you don't have one in place, I want you to quiet them down at the dinner table and confess to them that you don't have your stuff together. Why? Because we keep going on and on in life, and we will let inevitable things happen, and we won't be prepared for that. We have insurance on our cell phones, on our cars, but we won't insure our dreams. We won't insure the next generation. You know, and so I'm encouraging everybody. I just did a presentation on this yesterday, and I'm gonna be special. I'm doing special appearances at several different dinners, all next week, and I'm gonna be talking about the same thing, because I'm gonna be encouraging not only myself, my family, my friends, whoever I can reach out to. I'm gonna be doing some videos on YouTube as well about this very same matter, because it's so important. And so my message tonight is keep your turkey, keep your candy yams and your collard greens, and give me your love story to me, give me your love story to your family, give me your sense of urgency and responsibility as it pertains to estate planning and your family. Like, that's what we know Thanksgiving to be, time that you spend with your family, but make it the most valuable time. I had a brother who was supposed to be on, Brother Sunjata, who was going to give us some historical background about the turkey and how it's a huge disrespect as it symbolize what and what it symbolizes. But I don't know if the brother was able to make it on or not. But it's quite funny that we will participate in events and activities on a daily basis, and we know nothing about and what they represent. Right. So if we can take hold of our actions and become very intentional on what we do and why we do, and very symbolic in what we do, when we hug, when we kiss our family, when we meet at the dinner table, when we do these types of rituals, if you speak, you know what I mean, if you will, and that where we can speak life into things, because our children are dying every day. They dying from beef. They dying from static, emotional, mental imbalances. Just because I don't like you, your mama don't like me, I don't like you. Like, sit down. It's ridiculous, the things that we subject ourselves to. So I'm encouraging all of y'all, not to knock the turkey off the table. I don't want y'all to get in no fights. But I definitely want you all to consider the holidays and what they should mean. And it should be a time where we can give peace of mind and security to our family members and let them know what we put in place. You feel me?
Amen.
Do I still have my guests on the line?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Okay, Ms. Darce, you on? I know she was at a business event.
I can say something, Ms. Latoya, right, about what you're talking about real quick. All right.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
For the listeners, Ms. Latoya and her business partner, I don't want to say his name wrong. They came
Richard
to my house, Mr. Richard, and they said some more important thing. And like Ms. Latoya said, Thanksgiving, Ms. Latoya, what I think Thanksgiving should really be about, it shouldn't be about the food. But the young man brought a scripture to me out of the Bible, and he said, God said that we supposed to leave stuff for our children's children. And how do you do that? And like they said about this insurance thing, that you protecting your family, like if one of us will absolutely like just die, and it's always going to happen because everybody number accounted for. If one of us will die and we don't have insurance, then what we going to do is, we're going to leave a burden for our family, because even though we dead and gone, now they're going to have to find out, man, how I'm going to do this, how I'm going to do that. But if we get insurance and stuff like that, then we'll know even if we die tomorrow, our family is secure and they got stuff that they could live on off of, because we took the time and invest in our lives so they could be, you know what I'm saying, secure once we gone. That's what I really think Thanksgiving should be about. Like, getting together, talking about real stuff like you said, not just going to eat, getting full, and then be like, boy, I had a good dinner. But, you know what I'm saying, Thanksgiving is showing people that you thank them for. And how do you really thank somebody? By being there for them even when you're not there. That's how you thank somebody.
Come on. Yes. Run me my love letter. Run me my legacy love letter. Run me that. Like, Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And as I'm learning and growing, I just things become clearer for me. And so I'm going to be doing the very same thing. I have to go back and look and see who I put down. I don't even remember who I put. I don't know if I put my niece or my nephew or my little sisters. I got to go and straighten that stuff out and so that I know for sure. A lot of times we tend to not know exactly the details, the exact details of our important business, but we'll know the exact details about a song or a hairdo or a hairstyle or anything that's frivolous, right? But we don't know the details of our, life events that are going to be coming up, the things that are important, our important legal documents and so on and so forth. We don't know that, but we know all of our social media logins, you know? So it's just time for us to prioritize what's really important and then be about it. So I want to thank you for listening in and supporting the show. We look forward to you being featured in our December issue. For those of you that are looking forward to our November issue, we're doing a special holiday release next week. So make sure you check out goodnewsghouls.com. For those of you listening in on the internet, you should have called in. But thanks for listening.
I can say one more thing before you go.
Yes, sir.
Accept,
go ahead.
If you don't know Jesus Christ, accept Jesus Christ. Because even though insurance is very, very important, your soul is very, very important too. So accept Jesus Christ if you don't know him today on this line, man.
That's what I'm talking about. He says souls matter. Hashtag souls matter. All right.
Sister Toya, I promise you, I was crying today because of that. I just thought about all the souls that's lost out here, and I actually started crying. Tears actually came out of my eyes because of all the souls out here that's lost. That's how real I am about this. But I ain't going to take up too much of your talk show. But that's how real I am about this. I cried because of the lost souls out here.
I thank you for sharing that, because sometimes when we do get real with ourselves, you know, we are moved emotionally about, you know, certain realities in the world. But use that as an encouragement and keep doing what you're doing, because I think you're doing something great in the community. And just be encouraged and let's do what it do, if you feel me. So for those of you listening
again,
Brother Everett provided his information. If you missed it, it's 786-728-5278. If you want to volunteer, if you want to be a part of the Souls Matters upcoming event in March, please reach out. And you can find us here same time, same place next week. On the I Love Down South show. You know, you got the holidays coming up. You got your Black Friday. Make Black Friday a real Black Friday. By the way, for those of you who don't know why it's called Black Friday, in business, when you're in the red, you're in the negative. You ain't making money. You losing money and you owe money. When you're in the black, that means it's all cash. It's all profit. So a lot of the businesses by October, November, December, that last quarter of the year, they're normally in the black. So it's all profit coming in. So what can you do to bring profit and add value to your family? All right. Peace and blessings, everyone. You know how we do.
Is it all right?
Let's ride on out.
Yeah, it's all right. As long as you ain't slow dancing, Junior.
Okay.